Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Welcome back to the show. I hope you are having a wonderful day. Guys, I gotta tell you, your girl is freaking tired. I am exhausted after a week of travel. We just got back from Puerto Vallarta on Sunday. We spent the night at home, and then Monday we had to go to Albuquerque for 2 nights. So we are finally home. I slept in my bed last night and it felt so good. I love traveling, obviously. That's why you're here. But I'm such a homebody and I love taking my trips often, but I love being home. I am not a person who can go on trips for like a week, 2 weeks, or multiple weeks at a time. Like people who go to Europe for 2 weeks or a month, I have no idea how they do it. A week is my max on a vacation. I am like a 4-5-dayer type of vacationer and I love it. Anyway, since we just got back from Puerto Vallarta, today we are going to do Destination Day, one of my absolute favorite episodes to record because everything is fresh in my mind, and so I wanted to share everything about Puerto Vallarta, our trip, how we got there, how we booked everything on points, the 2 different resorts we stayed in, and just share all of the goodness. So first of all, this was our first trip to Mexico, let alone Puerto Vallarta. It's just wild to us that this was my husband's 40, I'm 33, and then we took our 2-year-old. And this was everyone's first trip to Mexico. This was actually my first trip out of the United States. This was our first time staying at an all-inclusive, our first time in first class. So like so many new things for us as like later older adults. And then my 2-year-old gets to experience this. So she has a totally different life than what we have. And I love being able to gift her this. So Puerto Vallarta is absolutely gorgeous. I did not understand how like jungly Amazon it is. So that was surprising. Like I knew we were going to the beach and Mexico, but I didn't know how green it would be down there as a girl coming from the desert. It was so thick and lush with so many different types of vegetation. Very, very humid. I will say that it was beautiful weather, but it was really humid. Which you get when you're in the jungle. So it was a beautiful location. I loved just flying in and all the mountains. And we did some driving through like the mountainous roads. And it was just a beautiful area to go to in Mexico. So I will just start with that. So getting down there, we knew we wanted to fly first class. So we were like, we want to experience this. Yes, first class, like domestically, is not the same as flying first class internationally. So we were just going to Mexico, so we didn't have like the fancy life, flat seats or anything like that. It was just a basic United flight in first class. But even still, just having that like extra legroom and the extra attention by the flight attendants, especially for my 2-year-old, she is a very, very active 2-year-old. So I wanted that extra space for her to kind of move around. And we are hooked. My husband looked at me and he was like, we are never flying economy ever again. I was like, oh, great. You know that costs like extra points, right? And then he was spoiled because we flew United down first class and then we flew Southwest back. And he was like, this is awful. And I'm like, yeah, but these were really affordable flights. So flying there on United, I spent 126,000 points for the 3 of us for 3 seats. So it came out to 42,000 points per person. Is this a great redemption? Probably not. But like I said, we had kind of not specific dates, but we knew when we wanted to go. We wanted to go like mid to end of October. And those were the best redemptions that I could find. And then we paid $136 in taxes and fees for that flight for all three of us. So 126,000 points and $136. Not that bad. When you fly to different countries, your taxes and fees are going to be higher. They're not always going to be like hundreds of dollars. Sometimes you can find them cheaper. It really just depends. But do know, like, if you're flying, for example, Southwest in the US domestically, it's $7 a person for taxes and fees one way. But when you go to another country, it's going to be more than that. So do keep that in mind. So we flew down on United, we landed, and I was very nervous about the transportation in Mexico. So never being there before and not speaking like fluent Spanish, we know some to get by because we are from New Mexico, but we don't know like a ton. And just not knowing, you know, everyone says how dangerous Mexico is, blah, blah, blah. I will say Puerto Vallarta was so safe. I felt so safe. We walked around, we went to other towns, like never once did I feel uncomfortable. There's actually places I've been to in America that I felt way more uncomfortable than I did down there. So I didn't need to worry as much, but not knowing and never have been there, I was like, I want to arrange transportation from the airport to the hotel. And then when we came back from the hotel to the airport. And I also didn't want to take a car seat for my two-year-old. I absolutely hate traveling with a car seat. I don't want to carry it around. I don't want to check it. I don't even want to deal with it. So I worked through the resort, so Hyatt Ziva, Puerto Vallarta, for setting up transportation for us, and they did absolutely everything. I just gave them my flight number, that we needed a car seat for a two-year-old, how many people, and they arranged everything, which was great. And then when we checked in, we just paid the hotel for the transportation. So it was very smooth and easy. So they picked us up. When you get down there, so you go, you land in the airport, you go through immigration, then you get your luggage, you go through customs, and then you kind of wind through the airport to come out to outside. Once you're winding after customs to go outside, they have tons of like taxi services people, and they are all trying to like grab you, get your attention, ask you what resort you're going to, and they're all just trying to have you go with them basically. And the transportation service actually emailed us an email ahead of time saying this would happen. They said sometimes they'll grab you, they'll say, which resort are you going to? Oh, you're coming with us. Where are your taxi service? All these things. So they were like, make sure you do not stop, just keep walking until you come outside and you see us with our logo, and we're going to be dressed in this uniform. Like, they gave very specific directions, which was great, because if I wouldn't have known that, just walking through and everyone asking, which hotel are you going to go to? What's your name? Like, I would have been so overwhelmed and probably would have stopped. So just keep walking outside. The other thing about the transportation is that they do not allow Ubers to be at the airport. And so if you want to catch like an Uber or a regular taxi, you actually have to go across the bridge to the other side of the street to get an Uber. The bridge is super short. It's really not that bad. If you wanted to do that and just walk across, it's really not that big of a deal. I had read about this ahead of time and I was like, I don't even want to like venture out. So the transportation was great. They were right there. They checked us in. They had a sign with our last name, put us in the car, had our car seat. Everything was great. He was super friendly. He even took us kind of like the roundabout way back to the hotel so that we could see downtown Puerto Vallarta, like the old church and the cobblestone roads. So I thought that was really cool that we were able to see that and see some of the town. And like I said, he was super, super friendly. Then we arrived at Hyatt Ziva. This resort is absolutely gorgeous. So you get in, you check in. It is on the like southern side of the airport. So Puerto Vallarta is kind of like in a cove, and it is on the southern side of the cove, and it has its own private beach, which I loved, and I knew this. And there were rocks, big like rock cliffs on either side of the beach in the resort. So it's completely secluded. No one can like walk down the beach. And so the only people on that beach are the people from the resort, which I loved. and the views from all of the rooms. All the rooms have ocean views, which is another huge perk, and it is just absolutely gorgeous. And then behind the resort is your like mountainous jungle behind you. So we actually went with friends, and we told them, hey, you should come with us. If you do, like, we'll pay for your rooms with our points. You guys just get your flights. So at both of these resorts I'm going to talk about, we booked two different rooms. And so for their room, we booked them a standard room, still ocean view, and it was 25,000 points a night. They have two towers at this resort. One is the standard rooms, and then one is the club tower. And I knew I wanted to stay in the club tower because you get extra perks. So there is a private bar in there just for club members. They have a little like buffet with snacks all day long that they change out for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then I knew these rooms were nicer and had a big balcony with a hot tub on the balcony, and I really wanted to experience that. So for our room, we paid 43,000 points, and I don't regret it at all. It was such a nice room. The club status wasn't like that great, but the room was definitely worth it. But again, every single room there has an ocean view. Not all of them have balconies, which is why I really wanted to stay in the club tower, but all of them have great views. This resort had multiple pools. I did not count them. I want to say like 7 pools probably. They had hot tubs. They had an adults only pool. This is very family friendly, but they did have an adults only pool. They had a great little round pool that was just the perfect depth for like toddlers. So my daughter spent a lot of time in there, and there was like all these other toddlers playing with toys, and so we could just kind of relax while all the kids played in the little kids pool, which I really liked. There are several restaurants. I knew going into this is a little smaller of a resort. I had seen mixed reviews on the food. Let me tell you, the food here was so, so good. We had a Italian restaurant, a Mexican restaurant, a Asian food restaurant. Then they have their buffet. There was a small cafe so you could get coffee or snacks all day long. They had another restaurant that was called Blaze. We ate there one night, and it is on like a really beautiful deck right over the ocean. It just has beautiful views. This is the only restaurant that you need to get reservations for, and you can do that right when you check in. So we had someone who personally checked us in the club tower. He asked if we wanted reservations for anything, the spa or anything like that. And we said we really wanted to eat at Blaze the next night, and so he set up the reservations for us, which was really nice. This restaurant had a lot of great things. Mostly they served steak there. The steak was cooked perfectly. They brought around appetizers. It was like a whipped mushroom, like bread chip. I don't even know, but it was so good. We had bone marrow and just a lot of different things that I probably wouldn't have ever tried. But because it's all-inclusive, you can order whatever you want on the menu. You aren't charged for anything. Like, this is the time to try that kind of stuff. So every time we ate at all of these different restaurants, we got, because there was 5 of us, we got multiple appetizers, and we kind of just shared everything throughout the meal, and then obviously always got dessert. But this restaurant had really good food, elevated food. It had just that ambiance and like vibe of it being over the ocean. There was even a coati. It's like an animal, it's kind of like a raccoon with a huge tail. Anyway, the coati was like climbing on the rocks on the side of the restaurant. So like all the kids were looking at it. He was so cute. Crabs crawling on the rocks. It was just such a amazing restaurant. So I highly recommend, if you go to Hyatt Ziva, definitely go eat at Blaze. We ate at the Italian restaurant, which was not like amazing, but it was still really good food. The breakfast buffet every morning, tons of options. I forget the name of it, but they also have like a little taqueria type snack shop right there at the pools. They had like quesadillas and wraps and sushi bowls and all kinds of different things. That place was amazing, and we had snacks there every single day. The first day we were sitting by the pool, it was like, I don't know, noon, 1 o'clock. We're hanging out by the pool, and then all the staff just starts walking around with shrimp skewers and sushi and asking you if you wanted something to eat. So lots of different snacks. You definitely aren't going to go hungry here. I will say one of the great things too about this resort was everyone was so friendly. Absolutely everyone. They were buenos dias, hola, do you need anything? How's your stay? Like, they were the friendliest people that I have ever met, especially at a resort. So Hyatt Ziva is honestly like one of my favorite places we've ever stayed. The last thing I'll say on this was probably our favorite. I really wanted to see sea turtles while I was down there. I had looked at tours that will actually take you out to do like sea turtle releases. And this is not advertised at all by the resort. You really can't find much information about it online. But the resort actually hires their own people to do sea turtle. They have like a sanctuary. So at the end of the beach, behind the Asian restaurant, is a roped off area where they have sea turtle nests buried. And so the sea turtles will climb up onto the beach like at night or in the morning and lay their nests. They bury their eggs in the sand. And because there's so many predators, birds, the coatis, things like that, they like to dig up the eggs and eat them. And so they are trying to protect these sea turtles. So their staff who are trained to do this go and dig up the eggs, put them in the sanctuary, and then when those eggs hatch, they help release the turtles out to the ocean so that the birds don't eat them as they're going out. So you can go over there, you can ask, his name is Miguel, who works over there, you can ask Miguel if anything's hatching. We went out both morning and afternoon, and we got to see the turtles hatching out of the eggs. We got to release them out into the ocean. It was just such an experience. My daughter absolutely loved seeing the turtles. She's been saying turtle, turtle, turtle ever since we got home. It was a magical experience and it was completely free. So definitely check that out if you're there. That is like one of the most special things that that resort had. Again, they don't really advertise it, so you kind of have to go find it on your own. But it was so amazing to have that right there at the resort. And it was like, honestly, like a core memory that you're never going to forget. So cannot say enough good things about Hyatt Ziva. I would stay there again. And it was just a really good family friendly resort. Even if you weren't with like your kids or something, I would go there with just my spouse because they really do cater to everybody. And I liked the smaller resort atmosphere. It still had great food. It had lots of options. There was kayaks you could rent. They did kayak tours even in the mornings. There's a kids club. There's just a lot of things to do. Okay, moving on to the second resort. I like to resort hop, so I like to go to multiple resorts just to experience them. And then I also wanted to go on the other side of like the cove within Puerto Vallarta because I wanted to see something different and I knew it was more jungly on the other side. So we went to Dreams Bahia Mita Surf and Spa. This is a resort that has a Dreams and a Secrets. So the Dreams side is family friendly, and then the Secrets side is adults only. So if you're at Dreams without kids, you can go to both sides and have everything. Same thing with Secrets, you can go to both sides, but if you have kids, you cannot take your kids on the Secrets side. So there's a few of the restaurants and the bars that we weren't able to go to because we had our daughter. I will say this resort was a lot bigger than Ziva. I don't know how much bigger, but it was huge. So there was a lot of walking. The elevators weren't like abundant. So we were in a master suite, which was like at the back of the hotel. And so we walked a long ways from our, like from the restaurants and the pools to get to our room. So that was something that I thought was a little odd. But this resort is really, really big. Again, multiple pools. They have kid-friendly ones. They have a like slides that go into a little splash pad. They have an entire like pirate ship splash pad for kids. Tons of water slides, which I know the kids love. Multiple restaurants. They have like the buffet style. They had a sushi restaurant. They had tacos. They had like a burger and hot dog place. They had a Mexican food truck. Tons of options to eat there as well. I will say I didn't like the food as much there as I did at Ziva, which I was really surprised about. Like the one night we were all craving sushi, and so we went to the sushi restaurant, and there just wasn't a whole lot of options, which we thought was kind of strange. I mean, it was good food, but it was not like wonderful. So I definitely liked Ziva's food a little bit better. For our rooms, our friends, we got I upgraded them a little bit. So if your standard room, it would be around 21 to 25,000 points. I wanted to get them a ocean view with a hot tub on the balcony. So I booked their room for 31,000 points. And then for our room, we had a sun deck, which I booked for 46,000 points. Again, these are both Hyatt resorts. And so when you book your points with Hyatt, you pay those points and then nothing else. So we paid with these points, no fees, and we ate and drank unlimitedly for free the entire time we were there, which is why I love Hyatt so much. I will never stop saying that. This was probably the best upgrade we've ever had. If you didn't listen to last week's podcast, I think it was, I talked about upgrades and perks. Definitely one of the best episodes because that is like the secret sauce to getting these perks. But we've gotten upgrades several times, but this was by far the best upgrade we ever had. So this is really what made like being at this resort amazing. They told us that they upgraded us to a master suite swim up. And I never really book swim up rooms because of our daughter. She likes to be out on the balcony and play. The hot tub at Ziva is great because I could fill it up with a little bit of water and she would like splash around and play. But I'm always really nervous about the swim ups because of her obviously not being able to like fully swim and drowning and all of the things. So when they said that, I was kind of like, oh, I don't really know. You guys, when we walked into this room, first of all, it is huge. Definitely go check out my Instagram because I was posting stories. But we walk into this master suite and there's a huge living room with a flat screen TV on the wall, a big dining room table, like a kitchen bar room, a bathroom, and then you walk into the bedroom, huge bedroom with another huge bathroom, waterfall shower, big soaking tub, like a full walk-in closet, and then the entire resort, like as you walk through the living room, the dining room, and the bedroom, all sliding glass doors. So beautiful light. And then out on the balcony is your own private swim-up pool with the jungle behind it. And it was great because this pool was only like maybe 2 feet deep. So it was the perfect depth for my toddler so she could walk around in it with her head above the water. And so she loved it because she just wanted to be in the pool the entire time. So we got to relax on the balcony while she swam in the pool. And you can order room service at all of these resorts for free. So like at one of them, we ordered room service and just ate on the balcony while she swam. All kinds of great things. So this was like the greatest like upgrade we've ever had. I looked up the cash value of it. And this room would have cost $1,200 a night for us to stay in. And we got to stay in it for free, which still just blows me away every single time we go on trips like this. They also, a little while later, brought us a bottle of champagne and a small, like, little cheesecake that said, like, thank you for your high loyalty. Such a great room. So the room really made this resort worth it. Like I said, the food was good, but it wasn't, like, amazing. There was lots of options. My daughter had mac and cheese and shrimp and burgers. Like, there was tons of options. That's not the problem. I just don't like the large resort. This one was on the beach also. You had kayak rentals, a lot of the same things. I just preferred the smaller resort over the large one. Here you were just, like they did a great job with our update and our room update or upgrade and the perks that they gave us and stuff. We also had like our own private concierge who would like text us if we needed anything, which was great. But overall, like the staff wasn't as friendly and it was just like you were another person coming in. Whereas at Hyatt Ziva, like they were really making sure like you were having a good day and like just super friendly. And I'm a small town girl from a ranch. I don't like to go to the big cities. We don't vacation in like New York City, all of those things. So I liked the smaller resort. I'm sure a lot of you might be big city people. You might love Dreams. Like there was nothing wrong with it. It was beautiful on the beach, lots of pools. The design of the hotel was very modern. Like the architecture of it, it was just very well thought out and the layout was great. It was a wonderful resort. It was just not, like, I probably wouldn't return there. Just putting that out there. So keep in mind, they were both very different and both great in their own way. So loved Ziva, probably wouldn't go back to Dreams. Some of the other things that we did once we were there, like, we weren't planning on leaving the resort at all just because it was like our first time to Mexico. My husband was kind of nervous bringing our daughter. He really didn't even want to bring her, but I did. And we felt really safe. So we ended up getting like an Uber and going into, it's called Sayulita. It was a town near the Dreams Resort that has like the colorful flags, old town type Mexico. They had like a market there. So we went and did that. We also had set up a snorkeling trip before we went to, I think it's Marietas Island. It's like a national park protected island because they have lots of birds out there. There was a specific bird that I wanted to see while we were there that is only like down in that area. It's called the blue-footed booby. I'm sure none of you know that, but I am a bird nerd. I used to be a wildlife biologist, so I really wanted to go see the bird on the island and then do some snorkeling. The birds were amazing. The island was beautiful. It was a great little boat ride. It was about like a 3-hour snorkeling trip, so it was perfect for my daughter. She got to go out and snorkel with us and swim in the ocean. There wasn't any like amazing fish down there. Like, it wasn't like, oh my God, that was like the best snorkeling ever. It wasn't like after going to Hawaii and snorkeling, my husband snorkeled in like Australia and Midway Island and stuff. And so there was nothing like amazing. We got to see an eel and some stingrays, which was really cool, but it wasn't like amazing snorkeling. So it was definitely worth it. I liked the boat ride. I loved going out to the island and stuff. It was cool to see some other wildlife and some other habitats and stuff. But I'm definitely glad we did that and did some excursions while we were down there and didn't just stay at the resorts. And then flying home, we ended up flying on Southwest just because I love Southwest. It's always a good deal. And we got seats for 24,000 points a person and $265 in taxes coming back. So our entire trip cost us, let me add this up real quick. I would say like $350, including the snorkeling trip. So maybe even $400 with like transportation and stuff. So it was definitely a heck of a deal going on this trip for, let's just say, less than $500 to go to Puerto Vallarta for a family of three. And then we also took two of our friends and got their rooms as well. So Puerto Vallarta was amazing. I'm so glad we went, and now we're already like planning where we want to go in Mexico for next October because we were just wanting to make this like an annual trip with our friends to Mexico because we loved it so much. So I cannot recommend going to Puerto Vallarta enough. Like I said, it's completely safe. It's very beautiful. There's tons of resorts to pick from. Hyatt has lots of different options. Marriott, Hilton, like there's tons of all-inclusive options if you want to go down there. Again, I highly recommend Ziva Puerto Vallarta. I could have stayed there for several days. We stayed there, so we stayed at each resort for two nights. We got there on a Wednesday at Ziva and then left on Friday at like noon to switch resorts and then flew out Sunday afternoon. So it was a good two nights at each one. We really were able to like immerse ourselves in both resorts and check everything out and try the different food. And I thought it was the perfect amount of time, but I could have stayed at Ziva for the full like 4 days or four nights and been perfectly fine there, even with it being a smaller resort. So I hope that you found value out of this. I hope that you put Puerto Vallarta on your list because it really is a place that everyone should go see in their lifetime. If you haven't experienced an all-inclusive, definitely do that because it is a game changer. Like you don't even realize how much money you spend on food and drink when you're on vacation. Like, yeah, the points make it free, but you still have to buy all of your food and drinks. And those really add up when you're ordering drinks and food for a family of three, four, or five people. And this just made it like that much better because you could just enjoy yourself. If my daughter wanted an ice cream cone for the third time that day, like she could go get ice cream. If we wanted to get 5 donuts for breakfast? We could. Like, you can get as much as you want. We got multiple coffees each day. Like, it really is just like living your best life. And I absolutely loved it, and I will be doing it again. So we were definitely spoiled on this trip, and I really recommend that you spoil yourself and your family as well. So if you loved this episode, please leave a review, share it with your friends, and get everyone you know traveling on points, because it really does change your life. So thank you for tuning in today. I know this was a little bit longer episode than normal, but lots to cover on Puerto Vallarta, and I will see you next week.